verse 35, and the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Watch this. "Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." I love that. Hey, friend, thank you so much for tuning in to this radio ministry. Welcome to Sunday worship. So good to see you. I'm so glad that you're here. It is, of course, this Sunday, December 16th, 2018, and we are inching closer and closer to Christmas Day. That is for sure. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and Sunday worship is a program that's really all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and we've been playing nothing but Christ-centered Christmas music here on the program, and today is no different. Let's start things off today as we lift up the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For tuning in to Sunday worship today, it's Joey Kroll here with you, and I'll tell you what, the greatest man in history is Jesus. He had no formal servants, yet they called him master. He had no degree, yet they called him teacher. He had no medicines, yet they called him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battle, yet he conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, yet he still lives today.
Holy night. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of a heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Did it feel like a night end of friends? Then at least a million before. Was there an air of expectation? Like there was some kind of something in store? Did the sky have to hold like the thunder? Did the moon find new reasons to glow? Could the children somehow sense the wonder? 2,000 Decembers ago, were the shepherds at the new star that lit up the sky? Did the willow trees whisper excitement to the rivers and streams passing by? Did the torrent ricochet off the mountains till it filled up the valleys below? Did all the world sense love abounding 2,000 Decembers ago? The glory they could not contain. Did anyone awake with the feeling of peace that they could not explain? Oh, the love must have been overwhelming as it warmed everyone in its flow. For all of the earth is still telling of 2,000 Decembers ago.
That's right. We are celebrating the Christ of Christmas. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Crowley. If you have some time today, connect with us on social media. Look us up on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. The angel was talking to Joseph in a dream. And in Matthew 1:21, it says, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Watch this. "For he will save his people from their sins."
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
Father, a blessed angel came and unto
shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Time and my wife was in cardiac intensive care after heart surgery. I had to do something to Christmas-size her room. I found this little ceramic manger with Mary, Joseph, and the baby, and one little word at the bottom, hope. Well, my wife came back from that surgery, but 2 years ago, she was suddenly gone. I was devastated. That little manger now sits in the head of our bed all year long. As crushing as the grief was, there was something that outweighed it. Yeah, hope. The kind the Bible talks about in this statement about Jesus. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. See, my gal had put all her trust in Jesus' death on the cross for her, as I have, and in his resurrection from the dead, thus proving he can guarantee heaven to all who pin their hopes on him. Hope of sins forgiven, the power to change, to finally know why I'm here. Look, if you'd like to be sure you belong to Jesus, contact us at 888-NEED-HIM or chataboutjesus.com. Listen, take it from me. The anchor holds.
Adore. Oh, come, let us adore.
You know, I'll tell you what, I just love reading Corrie ten Boom. I don't know if you've seen some of her quotes, read some of her books, just a fantastic individual with just a way with words. She was talking about Christmas one time, and she said, who can add to Christmas? The perfect motive is that God so loved the world. The perfect gift is that he gave his only son. The only requirement is to believe in him. The reward of faith is that you shall receive everlasting life.
Follow the star to a place unexpected. Would you believe after all we projected? A child in a manger, lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we've waited for? 'Cause how many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me?
Yes, that's right. We are lifting up the name of Jesus because, friend, he is the reason for this season. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today here on Great News Radio. It is Joey here with you. Hope you're having yourself just a great weekend. Just want to remind you, coming up on Saturday, we've been Man, we've been talking about this for a while. I'm so glad that it's finally here. The Singing Men of GNN, they're going to be having their Christmas concert at Marketplace Mall this upcoming Saturday, the 22nd, in Champaign, 12 noon, right there in the food court. They've been doing this. This is their 20th year. Amazing. So grateful for the doors that God opens. I mean, really are. So hope you have a chance to be there again Saturday, the 22nd. Singing Men of GNN will be at Marketplace Mall for their Christmas concert. Also, the Great News Radio Children's Choir will be there as well. Again, this Saturday, Marketplace Mall, 2000 North Neal Street in Champaign, 12. Dude, more details on this and other events at our website. Just visit greatnewsradio.org and click on New Events. All right, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with the Lord's people, and I hope you have a chance to do the same as well. It's so important to get connected to the local church. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.